Thursday, the 1st of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, do you know whose feast day it is today? It's the feast day of Blessed Benedict Daswa. So, he's not yet a saint, but we are hoping and praying, aren't we, as South Africans, that he will be our first South African saint. I was thinking about what he might want to say, Blessed Benedict Daswa. What might Benedict Daswa want to say about all the wars that we're hearing about on the television at the moment? I know that I was talking to some teachers and they were saying they need to say something at school about all these wars because there are conflicts in the classrooms about some of the wars. Even though none of our children are Russian or Ukrainian or Palestinian or Jewish. Well, some of them are Jewish, but they're not Israeli mostly. So why might these conflicts be creeping into our classrooms? And what do you think, Blessed Benedict Daswa would say? Do you remember he died trying to protect somebody else's life? He died saying that witchcraft wasn't real, he didn't believe in it, and that people shouldn't go and cause harm to somebody else. Well, I think if we translate that to our war situations, maybe we can find something meaningful. When I was a student at university, I had a lecturer who said to me, he said something very interesting about suffering. He said, when you hear statistics about suffering, you must interrogate them. That means you must be a bit suspicious of them. So if they say 10,000 people died here or 2,000 people were killed here or 500 people were killed here, he said, in a way, and I want you to think about this yourself, we only understand suffering in the individual person. We can say these big numbers, but each of those numbers is actually made up of an ordinary person like you or me who suffered. Someone who was hurt by a bomb blast. Someone who was shot. Someone whose mom or dad died, or whose child died, or whose brother died. That suffering is actually not to be understood in big numbers, but suffering is always to be understood as one person suffering. As Christians, we are asked to be in solidarity. That means to feel with people who suffer. And as children, I think that's a very big part of what we are asked to do for God, for the kingdom of God. That we should be praying not for this side or that side, but for the children on all sides of all wars. Just imagine if there was a war in our country. It wouldn't matter whether you were on the right side or the wrong side if your home was bombed, would it? Wouldn't matter what other people thought because it would be a painful, scary experience. Or if you couldn't go to school because your school had been bombed. Or if somebody shot somebody you loved. It makes no difference whether you're on the right side or the wrong side, how scary and frightening and painful that is. I don't think there are right sides and wrong sides in war. I think all the sides are wrong and all the sides are hurting. And I invite us now to think about praying about children in war. Children have no choice in war. Wars happen around them. And there's nothing they can do to stop them. And often there's nothing they can do to escape them. I know that today, even as I'm speaking to you, there are some children listening to Radio Veritas who may have been in a war, who may be refugees who have fled to South Africa to be safe. I want you to think for a moment about one child. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you imagine one child. One child. Somewhere in the world is in a war situation. One child is afraid, is hurt, is sad, is grieving, has lost a parent, a brother, a sister. One child. And I want you to pray for that child. Maybe God sends you a name. And maybe God just sends you an image of one child, a child about your age, who is in a war and who needs your prayers now. And so we ask, Lord, that you hold the child we are praying for. You know who that child is. Hold them in your hands. Console them and give them peace. Amen.